two, three, four. Find you one, baby. One in five.
Our top five today on the World Cafe is from Sonic Youth's guitarist and co-founder Thurston Moore, who is well thought of on electric guitar, enough to be on Rolling Stone's list of the greatest players. His new album is acoustic, though, so we asked him to choose five acoustic guitar players who embody the interesting, experimental, and radical precedents set by the art punk band Sonic Youth. He takes to the task with relish and begins with music from an influential acoustic master, John Fahey.
Definitely, you know, he's so significant. I mean, he had such an amazing personality. He was such a character, and you really heard it in his approach to his music. And because he was sort of taking this kind of traditional form of blues and folk, and just like putting this kind of intellectual spin on it, without being kind of an egghead too much. But he was kind of academic, but he was really also kind of like as much as a freak as the guys who sort of developed this kind of like, you know the old blues guys. And so he really interesting dude.
So you want to play something later or something earlier?
No, I'm going to play a record. I mean, this is fairly traditional. I mean, fairly inside for Fahey. I mean, he did do some way more far out stuff. I really love this style of his playing, and it's a track from his, you know, his greatest hits record. It's like the first track on there. It's called Sunflower River Blues. It's very sort of indicative of this of that kind of playing that people sort of know him by.
John Fahey was kind of been described as the godfather of a certain kind of acoustic guitar playing, and that's the first pick of Thurston Moore, who's picking five acoustic guitar players for us today for our top five, and that was the Sunflower River Blues. And what's up next?
Well, there's this woman from the UK that her name is Anne Briggs, and I think people are finding out more about Anne Briggs lately because she's kind of a little bit back in the news, but she was a folk singer from the UK who was involved with Bert Jansch and his whole gang there in the 60s and playing at folk festivals and just busking also like in streets and in really taking the English traditional form of English folk music and giving it a sort of a young contemporary kind of edge, I guess, you know in those days, in the hippie days, you know. And I started really getting into a lot of the finding out about a lot of British folk music, firstly through Fairport Convention and Pentangle and like all the different players and then the people they were associated with, and you can get deeper and deeper into it, and there's fantastic history she is one of the singers who really so transcended the traditional songs just by her voice. In her voice, you know, I know this is about acoustic guitar. I mean, her acoustic guitar playing is fine, but it was the that marriage between her playing and her voice that I thought was just astounding. And I tried to find out more about her, and she had disappeared from the scene, you know, and she was living in Wales, and you know, nobody really knew where she was, you know, unless you were very intimate with her, you just didn't know. And she had no regard for the music industry. She, you know, the fact that it was an industry was just, you know, to her was you know, anathema, you know, to the nature of music as a sentient form, you know. So very, very wonderful, intriguing woman. And she only made a few recordings, you know, on the Topic label, which was like a great UK kind of folk and acoustic guitar label.
One morning to take the air down by Blackwater side. 'Twas in gazing all around me, 'twas the Irish lad I spied. All through the far part of the night, while we lay in sport and play, then this young man he arose, and he gathered his clothes. He said, "Fare thee well today." Well, that's not the promise that you gave to me when first you lay on my bed. You could make me believe with your lying tongue that the sun rose in the west. Then go home to your father's garden. You go home and weep your fill, and you think of your own misfortune that you brought with your wants and will. For there's not a girl in this whole wide world as easily led as I. Sure, it's fishers they'll fly, and the seas run dry. 'Tis then he'll marry I.
Blackwater Side from Ann Briggs, another one of the picks of Thurston Moore, who's playing some acoustic guitar. And Ann Briggs, you mentioned her connection to Bert Jansch.
Yeah.
Well, and yeah. I guess
Bert Jansch is it's fantastic because he's really still active. Drag City just released this great record by him, you know, so that's wonderful. And, you know, I've never met the man, but reading stories about him, he seems really sort of like that hard playing acoustic guitar folk guy, and he doesn't take any BS from anybody, and he sounds like a swell dude.
So what do you want to play from him?
There's a track on his he has lots of great records, and one record that I always really liked was this one called Jack O'Ryan, and I think I'd like to play the title track.
Jack O'Ryan was as good a fiddler as ever fiddled on a string. He could make young women mad to this tune as fiddles. He could fiddle the fish out of salt water, or water from a marble stone, or the milk out of a maiden's breast, the baby she had known. As he sat a-fiddling in a castle hall, he's played them all so sound asleep, excepting for the young countess and for love she stayed away. First he played a slow, slow air, and then he played it brisk and gay, and oh dear love, behind her hand this lady she did say. When the day has dawned and the cocks have crowned and spread their wings so wide, it's a you may come to my bedroom door to lay down by my side. A laptop is a fiddle in a cloth of green, and stole out on his tiptoe, and then he's run off to his own house as fast as he could go.
Yonch with Jack O'Ryan, another one of Thurston Moore's picks. He's picking acoustic guitars. He's got five. He's got two to go.
Two to go. We're going to go to the Outer Realms here and play a track by Derek Bailey, who people primarily as a electric guitar player, you know, playing like a jazz guitar with like a volume pedal and playing completely improvised music. His whole idea was like, why wouldn't more people not only want to play this way or would want to listen to this music? It's way more sort of referential to the human condition. He had a real humor about what he did as well. You know, he was a serious practitioner, but he was also sort of like, he liked to have a, you know, a pint and a laugh.
That seems to be something in common with everybody.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. This record is that we're going to play something from is a record of ballads that John Zorn put out on his Zadok label. John Zorn was like a great champion of Derek's and released a lot of his music, you know, in his lifetime, in Derek's lifetime. So, I mean, it's certainly to be commended. And this record is wonderful. It's his take on ballads and standards. And this is a track called Laura that he kind of really takes liberty with in a wonderful way on acoustic guitar.
Thank you.
Derek Bailey from his Ballads album and a version of Laura. When did he pass away?
Derek passed away Christmas Day in 2006. Oh. 2005, I believe. I might be wrong about that, but I remember it was Christmas Day. And
that's Thurston Moore. He is picking the tunes today, and the only stipulation was acoustic guitarists, and we have time for one more. And what do you want to do?
Well, I want to sort of represent somebody who's very contemporary, especially to the scene we're in. And, you know, I mean, a lot of acoustic guitar music is sort of in this bag called freak folk that people talk about, which is, you know, I think Matt Valentine sort of came up with that term, and then it sort of it got picked up. And any time anybody who is known for playing electric guitar actually picks up an acoustic guitar, it's like, oh, you're becoming a freak folk musician. And it's like, yeah, okay. It's like, or like when I did this record, it was like, there's more freak folk album. It's like, okay, you know, whatever. Yeah. But there's a lot of contemporary people really devoted to playing acoustic guitar in a way that's just really sort of forward thinking and challenging without completely divorcing itself from the tradition of it. And one of the most magnificent players in the last few years is certainly this guy Jack Rose, who I've known for many years. He's always been around the sort of the Philadelphia kind of underground music scene, you know, playing much more sort of avant-garde and kind of noise music and stuff in different ways. But he was somebody who really got turned on to the that whole lineage of acoustic guitar playing, and he just like really just put his head down and just like became a great acoustic guitar player and goes out there and plays these kind of like wonderful kind of blinding passages.
Thank you.
Guitarist Thurston Moore's picks of guitarist Jack Rose with Calais to Dover from him. And our thanks to Thurston for being our guest on our Top 5 segment for today. His new album is called Trees Outside the Academy. Our brand new Best of the World Cafe book is now available. It features 70 interviews from the cafe's first 16 years, photographs, and a free DVD. It's available at our new website at worldcafe.npr.org. Additional support for the show is provided in part by the members of the World Cafe affiliates nationwide, including WXPH in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and KFJM in Grand Forks, North Dakota. Shows produced at WXPN from the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. Our producer is Kimberly Janod. Chris Williams is our technical director. Talent relations manager is Dan Reed. Ellen Oplinger is our programming assistant. Our line producer is John Myers. Production assistance from Beth Warshaw. Executive producer is Bruce Warren. I'm David Dye. Thank you so much for listening. This is The World Cafe from NPR, National Public Radio.